Welcome to episode 1421 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
This week, we continue our study of the ninth commandment, which focuses on truth. Jesus makes an extraordinary claim about himself in John 14, verse 6.
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jesus is the truth. Not someone who knows the truth, not someone who teaches the truth, but truth itself, embodied in a person. This is the culmination of everything the ninth commandment points toward. The commandment calls us to truth-telling, but Jesus reveals that truth is not merely something we say. Truth is someone, a person. Truth is Jesus. What makes Jesus's claim credible is his integrity, the alignment between his words and his life. Jesus teaches love, and then lives it by touching lepers, welcoming outcasts, and eating with sinners whom others rejected. He teaches forgiveness, and then forgives in the most costly moment imaginable, praying on the cross, "Father, forgive them," even as he is being crucified. He teaches sacrificial care for others, and then fulfills it completely by giving his own life, laying himself down not for the worthy, but for the broken, the undeserving, and even his enemies. Revealing that in him, truth is not abstract, but lived with integrity, courage, and redeeming grace. There is no disconnect, no gap between what Jesus says and what he does. His life embodies his teaching. We derive integrity from the word translated in English as integer, whole, complete. Integrity means your life is whole, your words and actions align. You are the same person in private as in public. You do what you say. Listen to what the disciples say about Jesus in John 16, verse 30.
Now we are sure that you know all things, and that you do not need anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God.
The disciples are convinced Jesus is from God because of the integrity of his life and teaching. Because what Jesus says aligns perfectly with how he lives. Through his example, Jesus teaches that truth is not just something we say. It is something we live. Truth is embodied. This is exactly what the Old Testament anticipated when it spoke about truth. Truth was never merely about correct statements. It was about faithfulness, reliability, and wholeness of life before God. In Exodus 34, verse 6, God reveals himself as abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, linking truth to his very character. In Psalm 15, the one who may dwell with God is described as one who speaks truth in his heart, showing that truth begins inwardly before it is expressed outwardly. And in Zechariah 8, verse 16, God commands his people to speak the truth to one another, because truth is essential to justice and community life. Yet throughout Israel's history, this kind of truthfulness was never fully realized. Words and lives did not align. Truth was spoken in moments, but not consistently embodied. Jesus fulfills all of this. He does not merely repeat these commands. He completes them. Where the Old Testament calls for truth in the inward being, Jesus is fully aligned in heart, word, and action. Where the Psalms describe a person who speaks truth and lives blamelessly, Jesus becomes that person perfectly. Where the prophets call for truth as the foundation of justice, Jesus stands as the faithful witness whose life exposes falsehood and establishes what is right. In him, truth is no longer an aspiration, it is a reality. He embodies the faithful character of God, personifies the integrity the law requires, and demonstrates the kind of truthfulness the prophets longed to see. In this way, Jesus does not simply affirm what the Old Testament says about truth. He fulfills it completely by being the truthful life that humanity could not live on its own. Jesus is vindicated by the resurrection. He teaches truth about God, about salvation, about the nature of reality. Many people reject this teaching. Many people condemn him for it. He is nailed to a cross for it. But the Father vindicates the Son's teaching through the resurrection. God raises Jesus from the dead. This is the Father's ultimate statement. Jesus' teaching is true. His claim to be truth is validated. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 14 and 20.
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died.
The resurrection validates Jesus' teaching, proves Jesus is who he claimed to be, proves that truth ultimately triumphs. Throughout his ministry, Jesus confronts false witnesses, confronts people who distort truth, people whose words and actions do not align. Listen to how Jesus speaks to the religious leaders in John 8, verse 44.
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Lying is the devil's native language. Those who lie follow the devil's pattern. Jesus is truth. Following him means following truth. The ninth commandment is not merely about ethics. It is about whom you follow. Are you following truth or lies? Following Jesus or the father of lies? Jesus also reveals that truth is liberating. John 8, verse 32.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
When you live in deception, believe lies, you are enslaved to fear, to the need to maintain the deception, to the distorted reality you have created. But when you encounter truth, when you accept reality as it actually is, when you align yourself with what is true, you are freed. Freed from the burden of maintaining lies. Freed from the fear of exposure. Freed to be yourself. Jesus offers liberation through truth. He says, accept reality, accept truth, accept me, and you will be free. If Jesus is truth incarnate, if he is the ultimate vindication of truthfulness, then those who follow him must also be truth tellers. Listen to what John says in 1 John 3, verse 18.
Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
Love with actions and in truth. This is the call. Not merely speaking about love, not merely saying truthful things, but living truthfully. Being people whose lives embody truth. And listen to what Peter says in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Rid yourselves of deceit. Rid yourselves of hypocrisy. This is the call for followers of Jesus. This is how we live as followers of truth incarnate. The ninth commandment forbids false witness. But Jesus shows what the fulfillment of this commandment looks like. He is someone whose words are perfectly reliable. Someone who speaks truth. Whose life embodies truth. And Jesus calls us to follow him. Calls us to become truth tellers. Calls us to live with integrity between our words and our actions. Calls us to embody truth. This is the ultimate call of the ninth commandment. Not merely to avoid lying, but to become people of truth. To become like Jesus. People whose words and lives are aligned, people who can be trusted, people who embody reality. Where is there disconnection between your words and your life? Where do you speak one thing but do another? Where do you need to move toward the integrity that Jesus modeled? Be accountable. Notice when you say something but do something different. Notice when your actions contradict your words. When you find a disconnect, take action to align them. If you said you would do something, do it. If you said you believe something, live it. If you said you care about someone, show it through your actions. Practice embodied truth. Live in a way that your life confirms what your words claim. Jesus makes the extraordinary claim that he is truth itself, and he validates this claim through the integrity of his life, his willingness to die for truth, and through his resurrection. The ninth commandment forbids false witness. But Jesus shows us what truth really is. Not merely accurate information, a person, a way of living. Jesus. When we follow Jesus, when we commit ourselves to truthfulness, when we align our words and our actions, we are following truth incarnate. We are becoming people of truth. We are embodying the ninth commandment. And we are freed. Freed from the burden of maintaining deception. Freed to be ourselves. Freed to live in reality. Freed to experience the liberation that truth brings. Father, help us understand Jesus is truth itself. Help us see truth is not just something we say, but something we live. Help us follow Jesus and become people of truth, whose words can be trusted because our lives confirm them. Help us rid ourselves of deception and hypocrisy, living with the integrity Jesus modeled. Help us understand that following Jesus means following truth. And help us experience the freedom that comes from living truthfully. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.